onboarding stage. Now, pre-onboarding was that onboarding. The conventional onboarding is, you know, you welcome that person, you take the person to various places, you know, this is the canteen, this is the R&D center, this is where you will be going to sit through, this is your team. AI helps in providing a personalized onboarding experience to the new hires, to include sending automated welcome message. Companies are using AI tools to send them, you know, this is your day for induction. Please be there on time so that the induction starts on time. What are the documents you have to carry, so on and so forth. So before even having it, like there are a lot of times I've seen once you walk onto an onboarding, oh, I forgot this document. So there is a place that we can create that employee experience. AI simplifies the paperwork for new employees as they can easily upload the necessary documents on the onboarding software. Can generate documents such as appointment letters, contracts using NLP techniques and drafting tools. Employee performance. I've spoken in detail about the management process. It set goals, find them training resources. They can very easily monitor employees' performance and check the areas of improvement. And if you see by now, the entire AI is getting weaved into a garland of functions. Employee performance, experience, onboarding, pre-boarding, employee tracking system, performance to check the area of improvement is the ultimate goal. It can predict the future performance based on current and past records. Not always they will be right, but most of the times they are right. Collects all the feedback in one place, documents in one place, reporting in one place, and the respective department have its own real time. Employee performance. Employee scores, performance appraisal, letter to be printed out, you know, engaging them, scheduling performance appraisal meetings using AI. All these things can be done. The most important thing out here is the performance system can help eliminate human bias, monitor the progress of the objectives on a continuous basis and give feedback, scheduling reviews as of when required. It gives ample time to the managers to interact and mentor the employees, have personal interactions, give feedback and suggest ways to improve, as well as encourage and recognize better performance. See, if you look at everything, it is going to those three places: employee experience, employee engagement and better performances. Learning and development, we have a chapter later in the series, so I'm not going to deep dive out here. One of the biggest drivers of L&D engagement, it's the biggest driver for employee experience, biggest driver for career pathing, for performance, for succession planning. Employees prefer joining firms that offer development and growth opportunities. If you go to Tata, Tata has a leadership program through which once you get certified, you will be promoted to the next level. Again, to retain and attract talent for a future for their workplace. It offers solutions to enhance employee development, foster a culture of learning. AI-powered skills can do gap identification, learning platforms, skill assessments, virtual reality and AI for immersive training. A lot of organizations are moving to virtual reality as a training. For example, there is a pharma company in the US who has created a virtual reality which will give you an experience that when you're walking to a doctor's chamber, how should you stand, where you stand, how should you communicate? Amazing things are happening. Recognition and rewards. You know, it's huge. I want to highlight out here, identify motivating rewards. Now, if you remember in employee experience, we spoke about identifying the employee sentiment. Based on that sentiment, we can have identify motivating rewards. In a company in Gujarat, they had a kind of a pick and choose and then whatever. So because of your performance, you have been selected to choose from three products that will give you free in this month. So there was a juicer mixer, there was a pressure cooker, but it will be drawn through challenges. So everybody will share their inputs and three chips will be picked up. You won't believe the amount of highness, the amount of engagement that people carried. Automated recognition system, gamification, implementing performance management system, personalized incentives, equitable compensation, everything AI can do. Even it can streamline a conflict resolution by eliminating biases and human prejudices. Amazing. It will help you base a platform which will provide an effective and efficient grievance mitigation system. If he is unhappy, with whom he is unhappy. In one of the companies in Gujarat, using a AI-based chatbot, people used to change their teams because that person was not able to be very good with their manager, very not good with the feedback being given to them, or the way the feedback was given towards them. So all these things put into that way. It can also foster meaningful connections among employees, power systems, campaigns, companies, day-to-day workflow, conflict situations, all to reduce time so that the human interactions and touch can be increased. Communication and collaboration is the backbone of a thriving organization. It can streamline internal communication, drafts, emails, routine tasks, enhance the decision-making process. Intelligent virtual assistants like Albus revolutionize internal communication by providing employees with real-time support and assistance. I was told by my friend in Germany, a pharma company has an AI virtual assistant like Siri. So once you log into the system, so a person was had a tour and was coming back, had a personal tour, was on holiday, and that person was coming back directly to the office. So the normal rule was once you come down, you just check in that, you know, I'm coming to office and so forth. The virtual assistant helped that employee to tell him that, you know, this area is connected to Apple Maps and told that employee that, you know, these routes are not there. What level of AI is we are using today? Innovation, asynchronous, you know, meeting, allow post-meeting collaborations. During COVID times, people use virtual tools called as Fun Friday. Fun Friday using a virtual tool, which was never possible without humans. Humans are still there, but you have a medium. You have an assistant, what you can do. Today, I think Zoom has incorporated with AI. Augmented decision making. Again, the decision making support system, the vast amount of data, collecting them, facilitating employee participation in decision making process. Organizations can enhance employee engagement by powering all these things. See, the important part is this. Empowering employees, fostering a sense of ownership and inclusion among employees. If your employees are fostering a sense of ownership, which is, trust me, a very vital competency in today's world, if AI can help to facilitate that, my decision making is more easier. I'm able to work on everything in that way. Yes, but it is crucial that we use ethical use of AI and not to know anything else. We are there to understand the thought process from the employee engagement system and not to know details and personalities of that employee. You have to consider the future directions of AI in the workplace. You cannot use unethical means of it. Okay, you have to ensure transparency and trustworthiness. You have to design systems which will foster employee trust and collaboration. Healthy human AI relationship. It can monitor system. See, guys, I mean, I can go on repeatedly telling you all about these things. You have to strike a balance between the ethics and unethics of the entire AI versus human thing. If you cannot, whatever you do, it is not going to work out. Transparency is one. Trustworthiness is another one. Healthy work environment. Ensuring human AI, which is called HAI, H-A-I, collaboration and empathy, offers immense possibilities for employee engagement, human interaction remains vital. You cannot move the human out. Virtual reality and augmented reality, neuro-adaptive AI presents an opportunity, more focused ethics consideration, changing regulatory requirements, demanding stricter compliance. Generative AI may come in the forefront for employee engagement, chatbots, rapid innovation in AI, digitalization, rapid growth, processing power, all leads to the HRM and engagement practices. Measuring employee engagement, again, AI can help you. It's a very complex step. Now, why it is complex? Because that employee is working in multiple things. The time, the thoughtfulness, the efforts, the way the work is done. You know, I was told by my first boss, and this was told in 1999, that, you know, Gabriel, going forward, today we are only there to do a job, but going forward, a time will come, we'll not only do our job, but we also have to improve the doing part. And improving the doing part is the employee engagement, and AI is there. The real concern is how the amount of impact the employee engagement efforts are producing. Now, for example, I have AI tool, I have AI chatbot, but I'm not looking into that data. I'm not looking into anything. Do you think employee engagement is going to be in effect? No. I have to deploy it step by step. I have to set a context. I have to define a framework. How will I measure it? I have to create a measurement for employee sentiment. I have to analyze the data and build a plan of action. I have to measure the ROI of those initiatives. I just cannot go ahead and say, okay, I've got the data, 20% employees unhappy, then what? So you have to build a context linked to organizational goals. You have to define a framework. How will you measure the happiness and unhappiness? Like, a lot of people ask me, Gabriel, Finland has been rated as the best country where people are happy. Does it also tell you that the tax is high in Finland? So you cannot have one single goal by measuring this. You have to create a framework. They're happy because of 1, 2, 3, 4 reasons, but they're also unhappy for 1, 2, 3, 4 reasons. Then you have to collaborate, and then the ROI of the entire initiative. Very important place. Below are the some of the tangible and intangible employee engagement KPIs, not KRAs. I'm not talking about KRAs, I'm talking about the measurement matrices. Tangible employee and intangible. Engagement KPI, see, onboarding rate. So if the employee is engaged, we call it tangible, then these all are better. If I'm talking about intangible, healthy workplace culture, employee job satisfaction. So if you're using all those things on those areas, the onboarding rate, the healthy workplace culture, the employee NPS, the job satisfaction, the turnover rate versus happiness versus motivation, attrition rate, absenteeism, innovation and creativity. You have to mix all those things. These are for tangible and intangible employees. For tangible employees, the onboarding rate is critical, the net score is critical, the turnover rate is critical, the absenteeism is critical. For intangible employees, healthy workplace culture is critical, and you have to build on that matrix. Onboarding rate is something which is the quality and the detailing of the onboarding experience that we are talking about. The how many percentage of employees coming through the internal referrals is a good indicator. So if the referral program is good, I will always think about that as an indicator of things rather than the environment. So if people refer more, that means my employees are engaged. If people don't refer more, then my environment is somewhere wrong. So that is one of the biggest indicator you can find out. You have to measure the time to hire a new employee as an indicator. So how much time? So from sourcing, screening, identifying, interview, hire. In this 5 steps, how much time it has been taken care of? Automating the entire tedious parts of the hiring and onboarding process using AI to reduce the time to hire and enhance onboarding experience. The net promoter score, or ENPS, one of the most popular and generalized KPIs that indicates how much employee is engaged and aligned to the organizational goals. Alternatively, employees will recommend the company for their friends and better place to work. But the important part is engaged in and aligned to, the keywords. On a scale of 1 to 10, there are 3 categories: detractors, 1 to 6, passive, 7 to 8, promoters, 9 to 10. So when I say the scoring part, so number of promoters minus number of detractors divided by number of participants into 100. So let's say, or the total number of promoters minus detractors. So let us understand this as a practical one. So let's say my total number of participants is 400. Now my 10% of promoters are my promoters. So 10% means 40. Minus my detractors. So let's say 40% are detractors. So 20 minus 40 is minus 20 divided by 400. So it's a minus score. The moment the score is negative, it means employee engagement is not good. Or number of promoters minus detractors. Passives will always be there. So if this is 100 and this is this 50% or plus and minus, in that way it caters to. One of the areas that you need to understand that AI-powered intelligent EPS survey rate their answer scale of 1 to 10 or 0 to 10. It can auto-categorize them to 3 promoters, those rating 9 or 10 and highly engaged, loyal and enthusiastic. Passives 7 to 8 and detractors who are rating 6 or low are unhappy. So that is how the score happens. So high score equal to higher level of loyal employee, lower score is equal to lower level of employee loyalty, satisfaction and engagement. The turnover rate is nothing but if the employees who quit the organization are asked to leave or replaced by new employees. So turnover employee rate calculation is pretty simple. Number of exited employees in a time period divided by total sum of active employees at the beginning of the time period into 100. Whatever the percentage is, it becomes that percentage as a, or simply what is my attrition percentage. This percentage will also give you a fair idea how long the employees want to stay with the company. It has been noted in a company as a tool that if an employee is able to cross 2 years, will be in this company for 10 years. But that 2 years is critical. So they started creating employee engagement things in the first 2 years so that they say. So AI can predict the likelihood of an employee leaving. It can also initiate appropriate action to retain or either let go of the employee. It can create a matrix on a continuous basis. Now the key out here is initiate appropriate action either to retain or let go. Initial key point. Attrition rate is the number of employees who left the organization and did not get replaced. So employee turnover rate is number of people exited during that time and active. Attrition is number of full-time employees who left per month divided by average number of employees active in that current month into 100. Retention rate is number of employees that stayed within the company to the turnover timeline and number of employees on the day on the turnover time frame. So let's say if you're talking about retention, number of employees that stayed within the company to the turnover time frame. So I'm looking at a year. So if they stayed over a year divided by number of employees on day one of the turnover time frame. So on that month first, I had 1,000 employees and employees stayed was, let's say, 1,200 or let's say 800. That's your retention rate, that you're able to retain that many number of people. Attrition rate is very simple. Number of full-time employees who left per month and HR as a hiring is unable to replace that point with the average number of employees in that month. Absenteeism, I don't have to speak much. Again, number of absent days divided by number of available working days in the given time period into 100. It indicates whether there are certain managers or department specifically absenteeism is more or less, whether it's a planned absenteeism or an unplanned absenteeism, whichever you want to call it. And it is more for a valid reason that affects the rest of the team members. However, the important key point out is presenteeism also does not guarantee engagement. It's one of the crucial. Just because my absenteeism is less and presenteeism is more doesn't guarantee engagement. Employees may arrive at work, but they aren't actively engaged at the job. They might be distracted or put in less effort. There's a strong indicator of declining engagement levels. Just because my attrition rate is low doesn't mean my employees are engaged is the crucial out here. So the need to realign company's goals with the employee is a must. Commonly used tools for measuring employee engagement: surveys, AI powered tooled pulse surveys is another one, life cycle is another one, onboarding surveys. You can do an onboarding survey after the onboarding has happened, exit surveys, 360 degree feedback tool, people analytics tool, goal tracking tool, voice of the employee tool. You know, if you walk into Domino's, KFC, McDonald's, you see there is an wall of fame, employee of the month. This was actually taken from US Fire Services, because US Fire Services were the first, I think, I'm not too sure about the data, but they were the first to start with the employee of the month. What was their metrics remained personal to them, but that was again a beautiful tool. Engagement is defined by the employee's personal investment in their work. How good committed are they? Their emotional state. Do they want to come to work every day? Do they want to get into the work every day? So on and so forth. That what builds connections to the organizations. Major benefits are retention rate, productivity, innovation, creativity, service delivery of quality, products, customer satisfaction, culture, and reducing absenteeism. So thank you for listening to me. We'll see you again.